Now it's time for 300 Villagers. This week, we're heading to the northern part of Alaska's panhandle, Haines. The community of over 1,800 people is a gateway between the U.S. and Canada.
My name is Dan Henry, and I'm from Haines, Alaska. Lived there for 30 years. Plan on being a resident for many more years. Haines is a small town with its own attitude and doesn't like to be overwhelmed anyway. So people have a good time with the folks who come by, and we get just the right numbers. We're not a Disneyland. There's a lot of outdoor activity as well, and certainly my family and I have spent time out kayaking and hiking and snowshoeing and skiing. I have friends who go parasailing. There's a lot of helicopter skiing, heli-skiing around the area. What do people do for a living? Right now, I'd say that they do a variety of things, services, a lot of visitors sorts of things, small businesses, telecommuting, fishing certainly is a part of that, small logging outfits. You know, there's a little bit of everything, but not too much of one thing. So we've changed over the years. 40s and 50s and 60s, Haines had two mills working 24/7. Lumber mills, and it was a logging town. And then in the late 60s, it became known, and the early 70s, it became known that there was also the world's largest congregation of bald eagles, the Chilkat River Flats. And so as the timber resources declined, going the way of the Tongass in the 70s and early 80s, the recreation resources increased. All that is great about Alaska is in Haines. I think that's one of the unique parts. Looking for a small town, all of the amenities and a very thriving arts community and a museum and a wonderful library and a lot of real cultural activities. Haines is great for that. And if you're looking for relationships and friendships and people who are open and interesting and very unique and independent, then Haines is that.
Daniel Lee Henry is a longtime community member in Haines. 300 Villages is AKA's attempt to put every community in Alaska on radio. Thanks for listening to AKA this week. We had help from Dave Waldron and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Alex Dwyer.